While most of the sports world has an eye on basketball and hockey, did you know it's also monster truck season?
The Advance Auto Parts Monster Jam. Back for its 30th anniversary celebration. Four-time world champion, Gravedigger.
I know, too loud. But a funny thing happens on the way to a Monster Jam show. A contagious level of giddiness from the fans, most of them kids, over the awesome destruction on the way.
A flip! Crash cars!
Monster Jam events draw more than 4 million people a year to arenas like the Verizon Center here in downtown Washington, D.C. What started in the late 70s as intermission entertainment for tractor pull competitions is now a multi-million dollar industry that tours the world.
Are you guys ready to see the Advance Auto Parts Monster Jam wheelie competition?
This year, the marquee star of the Monster Jam tour, Gravedigger. It's celebrating its 30th anniversary.
On the course right now, Rod Smith and the black and green wrecking machine, Gravedigger.
To find out what it's like behind the wheel of the black and green wrecking machine, we snuck into the arena before the show. Gone was the basketball court, tractors were still spreading red dirt around the floor, and the junkyard cars in the middle of the pit were getting a coat of yellow paint. Rod Schmidt, one of Gravedigger's drivers, gave us the tour.
Are you ready to get in? I can tell your eyes are getting bigger. You're like a crazy fan right now. I love it.
Obviously, Gravedigger is big. Like elephant big. Twice the height of the average basketball player.
Left foot.
Yeah. Right foot.
Oh.
Big step. There you go.
Okay.
Now left foot again.
On the outside, there's a ghoulish skeleton head painted on the black cab and bright green flames painted on the hood. It sits on a neon green frame and shock absorbers the length of hockey sticks. At 5'4", I'm not quite as tall as the hand-carved tires.
It's really high.
Awesome.
Inside, it's stripped bare, except for a single driver's seat and some ominous-looking buttons.
The little switch, the hand switch over there on your right, that looks like a little bar.
Yeah.
That's for the rear steer.
Oh.
So you put your hand on there and you can steer the
original Gravedigger was built back in 1981 by a mud bog hobbyist named Dennis Anderson out of a 1950s-era Chevy and the wheels of a tractor. The truck became a huge hit because of its horsepower and ability for maximum destruction. The machine Schmidt is standing in front of today is far more complex.
Each tire weighs about 600 pounds.
Approximately 11 and a half feet tall.
Weighs about 10,000 pounds.
Motors 1,500 horse.
Custom built tube chassis.
This'll run you up to 200,000 bucks. And that's before you buy the semi to take it on tour.
Just for me. Our mileage is probably 10 gallons to a mile.
No hybrids here. And the sport, yes, the sport, has come a long way. It's not just about crushing cars anymore.
We crush the cars, yes, but do we crush them like we used to in the old day? No. You know, we bang them up a little bit. We smash in the roof, smash in the sides, but not nearly as bad as we used to.
And the shocks seem so good. I can't imagine you actually feel them under the tires.
Yeah, you feel them, but not to the extent where you think you would. You know, like a pothole in the city, that's what they feel like. It's a bump in the road, so to speak.
Only it's a full-size sedan.
Yeah, it's a full-size bump. Yeah.
So instead of maybe running over a sedan and calling it a day, monster truck drivers compete for trophies and sponsorships. They go head-to-head in racing competitions, leaping over massive dirt ramps. In the freestyle segment, they earn points for tricks. They stand the trucks up on their back wheels. They travel 100 feet in the air over stacks of cars and rows of school buses. It's kind of like a figure skating routine, but much, much louder.
So Monster Jam is a competition. You guys are ranked.
Absolutely.
The rule book's pretty thick. Talk a little bit about...
Yes. We go by a rule book just like every other race association. You know, people think it's a show, and it is show, it's entertainment, but we also race. We race for real and we freestyle for real. We race for points, we freestyle for points, you know, so, and that score gets calculated throughout the year, you know, so you get power ranked. So we are a show, but yet we're racers.
What do you do when you have to go back to your regular car? Like, do you have a regular car?
I got a regular car. I drive a Yukon, so this is kind of a release for me. You know, so my driving style on the highways are a lot different than they are in the arena, you know. I'm a pretty good driver. I'm pretty calm. No speeding tickets, believe it or not. I drive a little faster than I probably should. But I take all my frustrations out here. You know, it's like an altered ego. I get to come out here and just absolutely have fun with this thing, and I go back to my regular car, and it's la-di-da.
Rod Schmidt has driven Gravedigger for more than a decade now, but he says before each show, he still gets just as excited as the first day he got behind the wheel.
Sitting back there, listening to the national anthem and stuff, your heart starts beating a little faster. You can kind of hear the fans. Your blood starts pumping. And as soon as they give you the green light to hit the floor, you're on the gas. You know, you hit the floor, and all of a sudden the crowd just goes crazy.
That's Rod Schmidt, pilot of the Gravedigger Monster Truck, which is on tour now with the Advanced Auto Parts Monster Jam series. To see photos of Rod Schmidt and Gravedigger up close, go to NPR.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.